This is how one strays from the practice of humanity.
The practice of humanity is a crucial thing. The practice of humanity is not always the same for everyone. This is because of what is referred to as karni, actions. If a European practices humanity with you, and you practice humanity with the European, there will be a vast difference between the two. This is because, what is his intention, bhavna behind it? And what is your intention? The reason is that you are developed. You belong to a country that is spiritually developed. That is why our cultural values, sanskar, are very elevated. If only one comes within the bounds of humanity, our cultural values are so elevated that they are innumerable. But these people have strayed away from the practice of humanity. This is because they have fallen prey to greed and temptation. Over here in India, anger, pride, deceit, and greed are fully developed. That is why these people have deviated from humanity. Nonetheless, they are eligible for liberation, moksha. This is because one becomes eligible for liberation from the time he starts to develop spiritually here in India. Those people are not eligible for liberation. They are eligible for religion, but they are not eligible for liberation.
A special understanding of humanity.
Please expand on the various characteristics of the different types of humanity.
There are various grades of humanity. Humanity exists in every country, and there are grades based on their level of development. Humanity means that one should decide on his own grade, that if I want to implement humanity, then whatever I find agreeable, I will do the same for others. Whatever I find agreeable, I will carry out the same for others. That is known as humanity. The humanity of each one is different. So everyone's humanity is not the same. It is based on a person's gradation. Therefore, whatever you find agreeable, you should maintain the same towards everyone, such that if I feel hurt, then wouldn't the other person feel hurt? You feel hurt when someone steals from you. So while stealing from someone else, you should have the thought, no, how can I do something that will hurt someone? If you feel hurt when someone lies to you, then you should give the same consideration to others. The gradation of humanity is different for every country, for each and every person. Humanity means to conduct oneself with others using the conduct that one likes. This short definition is good, although people of every country may like different types of conduct. You should not behave badly towards others in a way that you do not find acceptable. You should behave with others only in the way that you find agreeable. If I come to your house, then you would say, come, have a seat. And if I like that, then if someone were to come to my house, I should say to that person, come, have a seat. That is referred to as humanity. However, when someone comes to my house and I do not speak like that, but I expect that person to speak that way, then that is not considered humanity. If you were to go to someone's house and expect an offer for a meal, then as a guest, you have a good meal there. So you should also think, when guests come over to my place, I should offer them a good meal. Do as you would like done to you. That is humanity. To change your behavior based on what you like is humanity. The humanity varies for each individual. It is different for the Hindus, different for the Muslims, different for the Christians. It is different for everyone. The humanity of the Jains is different as well. As such, one does not like to be insulted, yet he has the audacity to insult others. How can that be considered humanity? Therefore, in all matters, to give only after having thought things through, that is referred to as humanity. In short, the way in which each person practices humanity varies. In that interaction, I will not hurt anyone. That is the boundary of humanity, and that boundary is different for each person. Humanity does not mean that there is just one standard. Whatever I find painful, I do not give such pain to anyone else. How would I feel if someone causes me such pain? Therefore, I do not give such pain to anyone else. A person will keep doing things according to his level of development.
You get happiness by giving it.
We know that we should live in a way that does not hurt another person's heart. We know about all of these moral duties of humanity.
These are the moral duties of humanity. But if we come to know about the inherent function of the self, Atma, then eternal happiness will prevail. What is the practice of humanity like? The practice of humanity means that if we give happiness to others, then we will keep getting happiness. If we maintain the worldly interaction to give happiness, then we will attain happiness in worldly interactions. And if we maintain the worldly interaction to give pain, then we will receive pain in worldly interactions. Therefore, if we want happiness, then give happiness to everyone in worldly interactions. And if we want pain, then give pain.
Can we pray for the energy to give happiness to everyone?
Yes, you can do such a prayer.
The exact practice of humanity in the interactions of life.
Is it considered the practice of humanity to try to provide each person with what is referred to as basic human necessities, such as food, water, rest, toilet facilities, and shelter?
The practice of humanity is an entirely different thing. The practice of humanity goes to the extent that the distribution of wealth in this world is a natural distribution. In that, whatever my share may be, you will have to give it to me. So there is no need at all for me to become greedy. Therefore, when greed does not remain, that is called practicing humanity. However, a person may not be able to practice humanity to such a great extent, but it would suffice even if one were to practice it up to a certain extent.
So this means that as a person becomes free of anger, pride, deceit, greed, it falls under the practice of humanity.
No. If it is put like that, then such a person has come into the religion of the absolutely detached lords, Vitrag Dharma. However, the practice of humanity in short is just this much. Live with your wife, live with your children, do whatever it is that you do, become engrossed, get your children married, do all of that. There is no question of becoming free of anger, pride, deceit, greed in this. However, carry out interactions with the assumption that whatever hurts you will also hurt others.
Yes, but that is the same thing. Say we are hungry. Hunger is one form of pain. We have the resource for that. We eat, that is the resource. We should give to those who do not have that resource. The pain that we feel to do something so that others do not have to endure such pain, that too is a form of humanity, isn't it?
No, that is not humanity. What you believe is actually causing tremendous damage. Nature's law is such that it delivers their food to each and everyone. There is not even a single village in India where a person goes to give food to another person or to give clothes. There is nothing like that. It is only in the cities that they have started this kind of thing, where those people have turned it into a business to take other people's money. Where does difficulty actually lie? Amongst ordinary folks who are not able to ask for things, who are not able to say anything, they are not able to talk about it. That is where the difficulty lies. What difficulty is there anywhere else? People have needlessly taken this up.
Who are they, Dada?
It is the ordinary folks. They are the ones. Go ask them, what difficulties do you face? Otherwise, these people, those for whom you are suggesting that donations should be given, they drink alcohol and make merry.
That is true, but you said that ordinary people are in need. So to give over there is considered moral duty, isn't it?
Yes, but what does that have to do with the practice of humanity? What is the practice of humanity? The consideration that what hurts me will also hurt others. So my conduct should be such that others are not hurt.
Is that not the same thing? If someone does not have clothes?
No, those are characteristic traits of a merciful person. How can everyone else be merciful? Those who are rich can do that.
Is it considered good to make an effort at a societal level so that ordinary folks are well prepared for? So that all their necessities are fully met? At a societal level, meaning that we pressure the government to do so, to give to these people. Does doing so fall under the practice of humanity?
No. That is all egoism of the wrong kind, of everyone involved. When you do social service, then you are able to say that you are serving people. Or you are able to say, I'm empathizing, I'm sympathizing. However, the practice of humanity is inclusive of everyone. When I lose my watch, I know that if the person who finds it practices humanity, then it will be returned to me. And all these people who are engaged in service activities are actually doing a disservice. I told one man, what is this you are doing? Why are you giving to these people? How can you give in this way? The big volunteer who has set out to do service, the volunteer has come. For what reason have you set out to do service? People's money is used inappropriately, and people too give readily.
But that is indeed what is referred to as humanity these days.
I told that man, you are ruining the human race. You are not even letting them live. So I scolded that man a lot. What sort of person are you? Who taught you such a thing? To collect money from people, and those who appear poor to you, you call them over and give it to them. What is the thermometer for that? This person appears to be poor, so you decided to give to him. And this other person does not appear to be poor. So you did not give to this person? That person did not know how to speak confidently. He did not know how to speak in the right way. So you did not give to him, and you gave to the one who knew how to speak in the right way. The big assessor has come. Then he said, show me another way. I told him, this person is physically strong, so purchase a cart worth 100 or 150 rupees for him, and give him 20 rupees at your expense, and say, here, take this, go get some vegetables, and start selling them, and pay me 5 rupees in rent for the cart every couple of days.
We should not give for free. We should give him the means to become productive.
Yes. Otherwise, in doing that, you are making people idle. There is no unemployment anywhere in the entire world. You have spread such unemployment. This government of ours has spread it. They do all this to get votes. That is what all this malpractice is about. And the practice of humanity simply indicates the safe side.
This point is true, that when we take pity upon them, this kind of an intention arises within them that they live at the expense of others.
Once his need for food is fulfilled, then he will go and hang out with someone who has alcohol. He eats, drinks, and makes merry.
So he drinks, Dada. That is how it gets used.
See, that is how it is. It is like this. If you cannot improve people, then you should not spoil them. What does that mean? Clothes are collected from others and given to such people. Then they in turn sell them for kitchen utensils. Instead, help them find work. Otherwise, giving clothes or food is not the practice of humanity. Hey, you cannot give in this way. Help them find work.
Everyone accepts what you are saying. Whereas with the other way, one simply gives a donation and cripples people.
That is the reason for the crippled state. People are so merciful, but there is no need for such benevolence. Purchase a cart for him for 150 rupees and give him vegetables. He will go and sell them for one day. He will go and sell them for the second day. His business will get started. There are many solutions like this one.